Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Lots going on weather-wise, pretty windy and rainy across much of the state. WBUR meteorologist Danielle Noyce joins us now to share details. Hi, Danielle.
Hi, Lisa.
So what are the current conditions that we're seeing outside the Boston area now?
Well, it's raining right now at a light to moderate clip, and it's probably going to stay like this for the next several hours. So it's a steady rain. There's some big puddles out there. You're getting some embedded downpours in there as well. So it's just slow go for the evening commute for sure.
And how large is this storm? I understand that it caused some severe consequences elsewhere.
Yeah, there was some severe weather yesterday with this system. It actually extends up and down the eastern seaboard. But yesterday, I think the latest number is there were 37 reported tornadoes that are still being checked out in Alabama and Mississippi and Louisiana. Unfortunately, a couple of those were actually deadly. It's the same system, and there's not as much of a punch in terms of any severe weather for us up here, comparatively speaking to what they experienced the last couple of days down in the south.
So what can we expect over the next several hours?
So it's going to be a steady rain next few hours. I think the greatest risk of some rumbles of thunder would come between about 7 and 10 p.m. from west to east. There's a very thin band of some downpours and thunder right near Albany, New York right now, and that is working east. So I do think there'll be some embedded downpours, some tropical-like downpours, and maybe some rumbles of thunder, but it's not going to be a widespread, severe weather outbreak or anything like that.
And it comes to an end when?
Actually wraps up pretty quickly. The back edge is going to swing through, I'd say, 9 to 10 p.m. from Worcester to Boston, give or take. So, we get several hours to go, but it does push offshore pretty quickly. And then we get some partial clearing and a wind shift that happens overnight tonight.
And then a temperature shift, too, because it's pretty warm out there now, not so much tomorrow.
It's 56 out there right now, which, tomorrow's December 1st, so the calendar says otherwise. But tomorrow morning, you're right, it's going to be 36 degrees when you wake up in the morning, and with the wind factored in, it'll feel like the 20s. And the wind, by the way, is going to be howling the next several hours. We're going to see some gusts 40 to 50 miles per hour. The wind will ease a little bit tonight, but then it whips back up tomorrow, may gust to 45. So there'll be some pockets of scattered damage and outages that result because of that.
And the forecast for tomorrow and for Friday too?
So I don't think actually tomorrow the wind chill will be out of the 20s for many of us. So it's definitely going to be one of those days that feels a little bit chilly. And especially because, Lisa, we've been so mild so many days that it definitely is a little bit of a wake up call that we're almost, to the winter season here. Friday, there'll be some less wind, plenty of sunshine, but we'll start in the 20s in the morning on Friday and end up around, 45 or so by the afternoon.
WBUR meteorologist Danielle Noyce, thank you.
Thanks, Lisa.